Welcome back, everybody. To Amid Yomi, today to Daf Yod Aleph Amid Beis 11b, and we are on the very top of Daf Yod Aleph Amid Beis. We're in the middle of a discussion about Taseh Velo Min HaAsui, which basically means that does something need to be created in a valid way, or could it be created in a possible way, and then you fix it after the fact? Is that going to work? So it started off as a discussion in Hilchos Sukkah, where we had a machlokas seemingly between Rav and Shmuel, and this then led into a machlokas in Hilchos Tzitzis as well. If you put the things on, if you put the strings on, and then only afterwards you cut them to make them kosher, is this going to work? So Rav seems to say you do not need Taseh Velo Min HaAsui, but Shmuel seems to hold you do. So now Gemara is going to come with some proof. So Meisvei, come, let's ask a question on Rav. Tlan Velo Pasak Rashi Chutin Shalem Psulin, that if someone hung up and knotted the Tzitzis while they were still a single string, without first cutting off the tips, they're going to be puzzle. My lapsu in the olam. It does not mean that they're going to be puzzle forever, even after the tips are then cut. Utiyof to Rav, and this seems to go against Rav, because according to Rav, that should be fine to fix it even after the fact. So Rav would answer, my psulin. What does it mean to say they're going to be puzzle? Psulin achi pasku. No, it means that they're going to be puzzle until they're severed. But once they're severed, then it's going to be okay. Shmuel amar psulin olam. But Shmuel would say that they're actually going to be puzzle forever. V'chein amar Levi psulin olam. Levi would say the same thing. V'chein amar of Mas amar Shmuel psulin olam. That it would make more sense according to that shita. They are going to be puzzle forever. Ikadamri, there's another version. Amar of Masna, Rav Masna says, B'didi hava uvda, that it once happened with me, such a story, that I put a single thread of tzitzis on the beged before snipping off the tips. Vasai lekame demar Shmuel, and I brought it in front of Shmuel to see whether they are kosher or not. Vamar li, psulin liolam, and he told me they are actually going to be puzzle forever. There's a maisa Rav. We see that this is an actual story, and this is what he held. Meisei, we have another question against Rav Shita. Tzlam v'yachakach pasak rashi hutin shalem psulin, that the Brisa says that if someone hung and knotted the tzitzis while they were still a single string and only afterwards cut off the tips, again, they're going to be puzzled. The same thing that we just saw, that these tzitzis are going to be invalid because they're being fixed after they were already on. And we have another question from a brisa about sukkah, taseh velo min ha'asui, because the Torah tells us taseh, that you need to make it, which implies velo min ha'asui, that it can't be fixed, that which is something which is already made. Mikan Amru, from here we learn, that if someone lifted onto sukkah grapevine and gourd or some sort of ivy, gaban psua, and then you cover them with valid slach, the slach is going to be puzzle. So what's the situation that we're saying that this slach is going to be puzzle? If you're telling me it's the situation where he did not detach the vines from the ground after spreading them on the sukkah, meaning they're still attached to the ground, it has nothing to do with the fact that you made it and now you're fixing it after the fact. They're still attached to the ground, so of course they're going to be a problem. Rather, the Brice is talking about a case where they were already detached after they were spread on the sukkah, the katani psua, and yet still the Brisa says that's going to be puzzle. Ushmamina, the loamina, ksisasun zuasiyasun. From here we see that we said that just detaching them is not considered enough of their making. You have to go and shake it or something in order that you're the one doing the action. Utiyofta Rav, and this goes against Rav. So we had a question from tzitzis and a question from sukkah. So comes the Gemara and says, I can answer your question from sukkah. Amra Harav, Rav would say back, Alchab Mayaskin, and Shalfinu Shalufe. No, we're talking about a situation where you pulled the vines off the tree by your hand, and it's still resting on the tree. Loamin karasiya didhu, because it doesn't actually look like they're all detached. It's not recognizable, but in a normal situation where it was recognizable, then that would be enough. But says the Gemara, Mikol Makom Tlan Ve'Akakach Pasa Kashal Rav, it seems to still be a question from the tzitzis. Why would the tzitzis be a problem if you fix them after the fact? Kasha, you're right. This, in fact, is a good question on Rav. Good. Now comes the Gemara and discusses more about this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Again, Taseh Velo Min HaAsui, you've got to fix something after it's already put up. So Lema Kitan, I've got to say that this is actually a machlokas tanoim, because it was taught in the Brisa. The Brisa says, Avar V'liktal, the Likton puzzle. That if someone did an Avera and they plucked the berries on Yontif of the Hadassim, so what's this referring to? The Gemara later is going to teach us that Hadassim, in order to have them kosher, you need to have more leaves than berries. If there are too many berries, then it's going to be puzzle. You're also not allowed to pluck those berries on Yontif because this is Tikkun Mana. This is Makiropathish. It's going to be a problem of making something now usable on Yontif. So let's say someone violated that Isser and just plucked them anyway. So are they going to be kosher? Are you allowed to use these on Yontif? So according to the first Shita is Avar V'Likton puzzle, then it's puzzle. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehud Tzadok. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehud Tzadok says it's going to be puzzle. The Chacham say it's going to be okay. Savrua Dekoyam Alulav Tzarcheget. It seems like everyone agrees. All of these Tanaim agree that a lulav needs an eget, needs bundling with other species. They need to be connected, tied together. The Alfina lulav misukkah, and we can learn out the halachos of lulav from the halachos of sukkah. Diksev gabi sukkah tasa velo min ha'asui. And we know by sukkah you need to have tasa velo min ha'asui. And since you need that by sukkah, the same thing would apply by lulav, that it would need to be fully formed and fully functioning the time you put it together. But here we're saying if you put it together and then take off the berries, that seems to be a situation where you would not be having tasa velo min ha'asui. So says the Gemara, my lav ba'ak mifligi, is this not our very machlok as Rav and Shmuel? Demand demachshir savar armin and gabi sukkah tisasin zuya. According to the one who says that this lulav bundle is going to be okay, i.e. the chachamim, so they say that just like with sukkah, Tasav Elimina Asui is not going to be a problem. So to over here, it's not going to be a problem. V'gabe Lulav Nami Amrin Likitasan Zuhi Asi Asan. And the same thing's going to apply by Lulav. That's why you're allowed to pluck these things even after they're already on your Lulav. Uman de Pasal Savrlo Amrin V'gabe Sokitasan Zuhi Asi Asan. And according to the one who says that we're going to Pasal Reb Shimon Bar Yehud Tzadok, so he would say that we need Tasav Elimina Asui, like the Shita of Shmuel. V'gabe Lulav Nami Lo Amrin Likitasan Zuhi Asi Asan. And the same thing's going to apply to Lulav, and therefore you can't pluck these berries after you've already put your lulav together. It's going to be a problem. So this just seems to be another version of the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, just expressing itself in Hilchos lulav instead of Hilchos sukkah. So in Zagmar, no, not necessarily. Lo dekuy amalo amin gabi sukkah ktsisasan zui asiyasan. Because everyone agrees that by sukkah we need tasav elumina, so you can't just go and fix it once it's already up. Lachom melaf lulav misukkah come up. The real machlokas here between lechachamim and Rabbi Shimon Yehud Tzadok, whether you're allowed to pluck the berries once it's already on the lulav, that's a bigger machlokas whether we compare lulav to sukkah. According to one who says that it's going to be totally fine by the lulav, i.e. the chacham, they say we don't have a connection between lulav and sukkah. There's no such connection, and therefore, even though it's not going to be good by sukkah, it's going to be good by lulav. But according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehud Tzadok, who says that it's going to be a problem, he would say, no, lulav and sukkah have the same din. Good. V'ibayisemot, where another explanation of this machlokas tanaim is isfir alon de lulav tzarech again, that if we hold that lulav really needs bundling or not. Meaning everyone agrees that we do learn out the halachos of lulav and sukkah, those are connected. The machlokas is really whether the lulav needs bundling or not. And this is also another machlokas that comes up in the Tanaim. Lulav bein agud bein sheino agud kasher. Because the Brisa says that a lulav, whether it's bundled or not, it's going to be kasher. Rav Yehuda omer agud kasher sheino agud pasul. Rav Yehuda says, no, it needs to be bundled, otherwise it's going to be pasul. My time is Rav Yehuda. Why does Rav Yehuda say that it needs to be bundled? He learns out Gzeir Shavav, the word lekicha, by Agudas Ezov. This is when the Jews were bringing the Karban Pesach as they were leaving Mitzrayim, so they were commanded to dip this Agudas Ezov, this bundle of Ezov, this hyssop, into the blood of the offering and put it on the doorposts of their home. So this is over there. It said, Ksiv Hasam Ulekachtem Agudas Ezov. It said that you should take the bundle of Ezov. Ksiv Hacha Ulekachtem Lachem Bayom Arishon. This word Ulekachtem appears. Malahalam Ba'aguda, Avkanami Ba'aguda. Just as over there, it needed to be in a bundle. So to over here by Lulav, it needs to be in a bundle. Rabbanan Lekicha Milekicha Luyafinan. But the Rabbanan never learned out this Gzeir Shav, and that's why they say you don't necessarily need an Eged. So now, once we've mentioned this whole discussion about an Eged, Kiman Azlaha Detanya. So whose opinion is reflected in the following Brisa, where it says, Lulav Mitzvah La'ogdo, that concerning a Lulav, it's a mitzvah to bundle it with the other minim. And if you did not, though, kasher, it's still going to be kasher. So, Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, kilo agud amai kasher. If you did not bundle it, if it's not an egg, then why would it be kasher? Rabbanan, if it's Rabbanan, amai mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to do it. So, who's this going like? It's not going like anybody. Rather, liolam Rabbanan, it's going according to the Rabbanan. And even though you don't need it, it's still good to have it. It's still a mitzvah. Why? Mishum shenemar zekili vanveyu, it's not the fun of a mitzvah. Because the pasuk says that we should do mitzvahs in the nicest way possible. This is my God and I shall glorify him. So, we want to make mitzvahs in the nicest way possible, and having an egged is a fulfillment of that. So this is Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. More about Tasav Elamon Asui. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.